See, he called and said I could do just one more. Huh? Get back there and put a handkerchief over Carl's and hang his mouth, and I'll sing every one of them for you. That's right. If you won't let me sing them, meet me out here in the car someplace and have me a Coca-Cola, and I'll sing them for you. No, I like orange better.
All right.
Okay. Hold it. Don't run over me here. Yeah. We played one side of our latest Decca record, and I hope it don't make a flop. The Decca people likes it, but they don't like the way I sang it, but they said it might sell a few anyway. And if you like it, why, slap your hands. If you don't, just sit there and listen to it. It's a story that me and a fellow out of Knoxville, Tennessee, that has played a lot of music together by the name of Lee White, and he said when he started the song, he thought of me. The title of it's The Last Song. You know, there's been times since I've been in music that I've had to thumb my way to radio stations and borrow money to get a ride back and borrow money to eat on. Sad story, ain't it? But I want to say I thank you folks I don't have to do that now. And here's one of the songs that was wrote about that kind of mess. In other words, we've almost had to quit difference of time, but still keep plugging our Decca records and asking people to let us play places, and they let us play and pay us for it. We make a living at it now. Here's a song, one called The Last Song I'll Sing, and I hope it ain't. Boys, hold it, boys.